Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi, friends. Today we're talking to Becky from Grogu Little Green. Hello.
Oh, how are you?
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
It's so amazing to be on here, honestly.
Oh, we're good.
I'm terrified.
Okay, let me tell you, if you are terrified, I am just as terrified. I have the worst social anxiety. Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time. My mind is rampant.
Go with it.
Yeah. So, but that's the beauty of being able to edit is just to kind of make it sound like it's, I don't know, like we know what we're talking about.
We're professionals at this, so good.
And I'm still recovering from COVID, so I might like mute myself from time to time so I can cough. It's like the cough is the thing that's taking the longest to get rid of. I hate it.
It lingers, doesn't it, for so long.
It really does.
I hope you are feeling better, though.
Thank you. I am a lot better. So I guess, should we just get into it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Where are you from?
I am from the southwest of the UK. So in Devon, a place called Plymouth.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the farthest you can go in the UK, that's where we are.
Oh, that's cool. Is it like... Okay, this is going to sound stupid. Like the Mayflower and everything launched?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's about 10-minute walk from my house is the Mayflower Steps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super close. I mean, for us living here, you sort of don't appreciate little things like that. But to say, yes, that's where it happened, it's great. And, you know, if tourists come over or, you know, even if yourself came over, this would be a massive attraction, I suppose, for somebody who's never seen it.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the coolest thing. That's just everything I learned about in school was Plymouth Rock and the launch of the Mayflower and all of the, you know, pilgrims and stuff.
That's so strange because over here we don't learn about it's the opposite side. You learn about the rest of the world.
Yeah, right? That's so funny. It's interesting. I'd love to learn those kind of differences. So you live in Plymouth. Do you are you married? Do you have kids? Are you?
God, no kids. No kids. These babies. These are my children. I'm engaged to my partner, Jack. Oh. So we've been together 13 years this coming January.
Oh, wow.
So long.
That's awesome.
And obviously I've got my four babies. And I have a cat called Lilith. So she's my little fairy baby.
Oh, Lilith. Do we ever get to see her on the gram? I mean, I swear like there's so many babies that have pets.
Yeah.
I can't remember everybody's that I see, but.
She has been on a few. She's the most recent one. She was in the background of my Pet Tuesday.
Ah.
So she's like staring at the chocolate longingly. She's been in a few, and I popped up her birthday celebrations that she shared with her and me as well.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, now I can remember.
Little happy cat.
Yes. Oh, they're so fun. What does she think of the babies? Is she like, does she have any interest in them?
I don't want to say she hates them, but she avoids them with every ounce of herself. I don't know if it's just because they look different. I don't.
Right.
She doesn't really interact with them. If they're on the floor and, you know, taking pictures and things like that, she just walks past them, has a sniff, and that's about it. She's never really been fussed.
Oh, that's good.
We have two cats, and the baby, the youngest cat, he has to be involved in everything. So if I'm trying to be on the floor, like setting up little scenes to take pictures with them, he is right in the middle of it. And it's just, I don't think it's that he's interested in the babies so much as he wants the attention himself.
He wants to be mm-hmm. in it.
Yep.
You need to have some outtakes.
Yeah, definitely. And so, Jack, what does he think about all this? The whole community and everything?
He's very indifferent. At first, he thought it was really weird. But I think because I'm really weird, it doesn't bother him so much. But he does get involved with, you know, the photos that I try and take. He studied art for 7 years in college. So he's got a master's degree in art. So he's all about the focus and, you know, what's the best angle. And
Cool. So
he really helps like that. But he takes ages. Like, I just want to take one picture.
Yeah, he's got to have it all perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm like, it's fine, just take a picture. No, you have to have the best angle.
Yeah.
He does really get involved, and he doesn't so much interact with the babies like I do. But if, you know, if you're having a sad day, then he'll sort of just bring the baby up to me and be like,
Mom. Aww. Aww. That's so sweet.
Right now.
It's just funny how like the people in our lives kind of have come to, I guess, accept them, even though it's maybe reluctantly, but like they just,
there's no not accepting in this household. It's crazy how much Grogu things I have in the house now since starting.
Yeah, I think that's the majority of us. It's like Grogu has taken over our homes, our lives, everything.
Yeah, entirely. Whole personality.
Exactly. So do you guys both work from home? Do you guys get to, or do you get your time apart?
No, we don't. He's actually gone to work this morning.
Oh, good.
He works at the local recycling plant. Oh. So he's a forklift driver.
Oh, fun.
He works 6 till 6 every day.
Oh my gosh.
We don't really see much of each other. On the weekends, we have our time off work. But yeah, I work 2 days from the office and then the rest of the 3 days at home.
Yeah.
On and off. Yeah, it's a bit tricky sometimes when you think, you know, you live together but you don't really sort of see each other.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly. That's really hard. 12-hour shifts. Yeah. My God.
Sometimes, you know, you get home and just sleep.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I love sleep.
Right. So what do you do for work?
I'm an insurance broker.
Oh.
So essentially it just, well, everybody needs insurance really, but
yeah.
It's hard to explain what insurance is. Everybody should know what insurance is, really. But I've been doing that for the last 15 years, I think.
Oh,
so
nice.
Been in it a long, long time, and too long now.
Yeah, but you're probably like, you're so used to doing that. It's just probably comes second nature. Just like it just flows like however, you know,
it doesn't. It's sort of, I've been talking to, as you talked to a few friends and things, we've had a recent change up in work and it's so stressful because, you know, with most jobs you're busy anyway, but when they change something, it's difficult. And work's just crazy at the moment, sort of understaffed and overworked.
Yeah, anytime it's like that, boy, it's just like burnout is such a big deal. Mm. Yeah,
it really is. And it's not, I don't, you know, sort of know what the jobs people have, but I've got a supporting manager, which is really great. I mean, yesterday she helped me out quite a lot. But I guess in some jobs, they wouldn't have that support. But it's, you know, you sort of have to just say, well, just get on with it.
Yeah.
It's just, there's nothing you can do.
It's true. But yeah, it definitely helps to have that support, you know, from a boss or a manager. And when things...
She is lovely. She's so nice. And you know, you can often go to her to have a rant and she's like, I completely understand. Like, but there's nothing we can do, is there? No.
Oh, but see, just to be able to get it off your chest and have somebody listen, that's what is helpful.
That's it, yeah. And thankfully it's not, you know, it's not my boss that I'm upset with. So it's all
good. Yeah, that would make it pretty difficult.
Not true.
Yeah. So how did you end up getting involved with the community?
It's really bad. Like, I can't specifically remember. It sounds awful because it's such a big part of my life now. I know it was sort of April 21 we were watching The Mandalorian back then. So obviously it was season one. And I was like, this is the, you know, the green guy of my life.
Yes. Yes.
I need to get one. And we were just sort of out in one of our local shops. It's called B&M. And he was up on the shelf. And I was walking around the shop and Jack was like, you're not having him. I'm like, but I want him so bad.
Oh, no.
And we ended up grabbing him. And he came home with us that day. And that's sort of... From there, I just was having a look on Instagram and kept seeing pages of people, you know, dressing them up and speaking as though they're them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is something I have to be involved in because I've always been on Instagram myself.
Ah.
And I just thought I'd give it a go. And yeah, it went from there, really. And he's so more popular than I am.
I know.
I'm going to my Instagram page.
Yeah. The same for me. These guys have more friends than I even know people. So
the social life as well, my goodness.
I know. Yeah, it's true. I didn't even have like really an Instagram before these babies. And yeah, it's just funny.
It's just mad. It really is funny. And, you know, it's the amount of effort that me and I suppose everybody else puts into the posts and how much time and. And on my Instagram, I'm like, quick picture, we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I rarely post on there anymore.
Same. It's not even, I mean, I'm not even here for that anymore. It's just all about the babies and their little worlds.
No, that's exactly it. Yeah, I go onto regular Facebook or Instagram and like, this is boring. There's nothing going on in the real world.
Yeah, I'd very much rather be in the BYC 90% of the time.
It is the place to be, I think.
It is. So was it just seeing like the pictures and the posts of the other babies that kind of got you interested in creating the account for your babies as well?
I think so. I mean, it was just fun to sort of just get into. And, you know, the first post that I ever put up of Little Green was him next to one of our plushy cats.
Mm.
And it's just to go from there. And when you scroll back and see, you know, just the basicness of it all and how I introduce myself. And it's just strange to me, you know,
yeah.
I never thought that I'd have, it sounds really soppy, so many friends and meet so many people. And, you know, I've literally got so many close friends across the world now because of this little dude.
Yeah.
It makes me sort of, probably cry a lot. I cry a lot about it. But it's so lovely that we've just come together over him.
Yeah, I know. It really is. I can't even explain it to people who don't get it, you know, like who are not a part of it. But yeah, just the friendships that have been made and that have sustained, like even since, you know, the onset of everybody and having 4 years now almost gone by. And still remaining friends. And
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be lifelong.
It does feel like that. And I mean, you know, I have close friends in real life, but only a few.
Yeah.
But it's so nice that, you know, you can sort of be your true self. Not that you can't with real friends, but a lot of my close friends don't even know about my account or, and it's not that I'm embarrassed about it. They won't get it.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
This is a separate sort of me.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, this is still my whole personality and their personalities, really,
exactly.
Which I've made for them.
Well, you know, it's funny talking to people about the babies and their personalities. It's like, I guess in a way we have created their personalities. But it's almost as though they've just kind of evolved on their own. Without planning. And that's what's so interesting. And that's the thing that I don't think that like our friends or, you know, family, people who are not really part of it, I guess that's the part that I don't think they would really understand. And so, yeah, no. I keep mine pretty separate as well.
It is hard sometimes. Not hard because I mean, I take the babies out in public and things like that and you get looks and nobody's ever said anything to me in a bad way.
Oh, good. At least not to your face. Or...
Exactly. But sometimes you feel like, oh, shit, is this a bit weird? You know, I'm 33 years old. It's a bit weird. it's passion, I guess. And you allow your own things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing that's really hard for me. Well, because, I mean, you're saying you're 33. I'm 47. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, here I am carrying around a baby. And I'm like, well, if I only had like a kid or something with me, that would like.
Yeah. Do you have children of your own?
No, no kids. Yeah. It's funny. I never felt old enough. Like I always was waiting to grow up. Like, oh yeah, when I grow up, I'll have kids. And then next thing I knew, I was 40 and I'm like, oh, I guess I already grew up. Like nobody told me that I was an adult already and that I should have thought about this.
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
But then I suppose if you enjoy your life as it is, then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And so now I have these babies and I think they're so much better than humans anyway.
They don't want for much.
Yeah. Yeah. Easier to clean, all that.
I mean, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it's amazing how much money we spend on these guys.
It's so bad. I mean, I've needed a new pair of work shoes for so long. And then I end up buying them stuff instead.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be fine. My feet will get wet. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible.
Well, I mean, now we can say it brought us this lifestyle that we have now, this like awesome world that we're a part of.
100%. Awesome community. Amazing community.
Absolutely.
I would love to know who created the BYC, you know, because they have created something amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. T, they do all of the Baby Yoda Fest.
Yeah.
And so I remember like when those were first starting off, it was like just to kind of gather all the Baby Yoda fans together, like because people were having accounts, but I don't think there was as much interaction.
Yeah.
And so when the Baby Yoda Fest started, that's when everybody was kind of coming into the fold, kind of. And
I think that must have been the thing for me, because when I first joined, excuse me, I didn't really take part in many events. I didn't have friendships like that. You just sort of like posts, comments on posts, and then it sort of became a real thing with the BY school, and sort of it went from there.
Oh, so school's kind of what like got you involved with a lot of like the different things that are going on in the community.
Definitely. Obviously with the, you know, the weekly homework. Everybody loves homework. But honestly, the homework it's fun. It's entertaining for him and for me.
Yeah, totally.
but that's definitely what got me into a lot more events, and you know, you see a lot more people posting on their pages, and sort of then you realize, you know, you have their birthdays and you sort of just join in that way. That's how I think I got into it. I definitely think that was a huge part of it, was joining the school and interacting with a lot more babies.
I think that the school was such a integral part of the community. Like for people who came in maybe later or came in after school started, it was a way for people to kind of get involved right away without, you know, because I think when you're new and you're trying to find your way in a community that seems already established, it's like, well, how do I fit in and what do I even do? So
yeah,
I'm so grateful for having school to have brought everybody together like that. And I also am so grateful for Nicole, because like there's so many times when I don't have ideas, or I just feel so I don't know, just stuck. I just can't think of anything to post. And it's like, okay, at least there's a school assignment that we can do. It's like a direction, gives us a directive to work on.
Yeah. It's funny but you say about not knowing what to post. I obviously listening to the podcast, I didn't realize that Petit Towers only posts up their homework.
Yeah.
And you think it feels like so much more than that, because you know, their posts are outstanding.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that anybody else's isn't, but they put in so much effort.
Yes. And
to think, I know it's just homework, but it's incredible.
I know. That blew my mind too. When she said that, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, I guess you're right. And then going back looking at her posts, it's like, you're right. It was pretty much all just homework.
I did the same. I was like, I don't believe this.
Yeah. I know, so it's a lot of credit to Nicole and to Teacher Charlie for like wrangling us all in and helping us each week with our postings.
It's the side eye from Teeny as well. It gets me.
Oh my god, yes. Yep.
Every time. I'm like, oh, someone's in trouble.
I know, you better get on track, because Teeny's got that side eye. Well, since we are talking about The Mandalorian, do you have a favorite Baby Yoda moment from the show?
I do. And it's the most emotional moment, I think, personally, is when you know, Grogu touches Mando's face and you're like, oh my god.
Yes.
That moment.
Oh my god.
That's my most precious. I bawled my eyes out, if I could tell.
Yep.
And every expression he makes and every noise he makes.
Oh. It's just, oh my god. Yeah, I'm like right now feeling all teary-eyed because I'm just thinking about him when he touched his face. Like, oh,
it's so sweet. And even at the, you know, spoilers. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, anymore. Right.
I've not watched it. But right at the very end when they're just together and you're thinking, oh, is that the end?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I swear it better not be. Have you heard that they're just doing a movie that they're not going to do the show anymore? Have you heard anything about that?
I know. I hope it's sort of like one of those 3-part long episode movies.
Oh, yeah.
I do that, but it would be cool.
Yeah, I'll be so disappointed if the show ends, but I mean, they can't go on forever, I guess. I mean, but
I can just have a Grogu series.
I know, yeah, just Adventures of Grogu. Let's just...
You should submit that to I forgot who it is. Marvel? What is it? Disney? I don't know.
Disney, yeah, Disney. Mattel.
So he's a Disney prince, really.
Yeah, really. Oh. You know, it would totally, I think people would be interested in that.
100%. I'll start the ballot.
Yeah, let's do it. So you're
a poll up.
Yeah, right. It's gonna, people would be up for that. So you're talking about how much like Mandalorian or Baby Yoda stuff do you have? Do you have like anything like a favorite piece or anything that was like really
other than the boys themselves,
right?
I have so much stuff. I mean, I've got pin badges, plushies, pop vinyl, the little figurines, and obviously things that people have custom made for me as well. Oh, and they're so precious to me. The little, you know, even when you get a letter with a little drawing on it, that's just so, you're never gonna get that again.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I wouldn't say I've got a favorite piece, honestly. It's so hard to decide.
I know.
I couldn't pick a favorite.
Yeah, I think everything is a favorite almost to me as well.
I think, yeah, that's it. Everything is a favorite. I'm looking around because I have a lot of stuff in this room, actually. In every room. It's just taken over. Every room, I have at least one picture or something.
How funny. It's so funny to think, like I don't know, 20 or 30 years from now, like, people are going to look back at us with all of our Baby Yoda stuff. And I wonder if it's still going to be so relevant. And I mean, of course it will be, because Star Wars has been around for 20 or 30 years, you know, already. So I just think it's so funny. It's going to be cool.
It feels like such a strange, like, I don't want to say phenomenon, but it's just, I've never known a character personally to have this impact.
Yeah. Right?
You know, it's crazy. And I'm sure there are other communities of other things out there that people love, but it's strange to be part of it. And like you said, in a few years' time, what is it going to be? Uh-huh. Is everybody going to still be as passionate as they are, which I hope. I
hope so. I hope.
But is it a phase, Mara? I don't know. I hope not.
I think it's going to still remain. I don't know. That's kind of a conversation that always comes up with, you know, with people on the podcast, is what do you think is going to happen to the community, or, you know, Baby Yoda? But I think it is. I think, you know, like I said, Star Wars has been around for, I don't know. I think of like 20 or 30 years, but I think it's been like 40 years, maybe. I don't even know. It's been a long time and people are still Star Wars fans. So
it is strange that, and I think about it as well, that, you know, you haven't seen any of the previous Star Wars characters, you know, Chewbacca, for example, that people dress up and act as him. this is the point that we're so, I know they are babies, but how we treat them so individually.
Yeah, exactly.
How it stems from one little baby.
Yeah, right? So how many babies are part of your account, all total?
Four. I've got four babies.
Okay.
So I'm holding in my arms Little Green. So he was my first baby. And then we've got, I'll show you.
Yes.
So Army. Second boy.
Hi, Fred. Ally.
He's my boy. He's a hard body baby, which a lot of people think, well, I think it's a bit odd too, but he's different. It's okay. It's okay to be different. But I've never seen a different baby than the plushies. So
I've never seen a hard body that looks like with the same face.
Very. He's got a slightly, you can see. He's, oh, you can't see. He's blurry. He's got a slightly different, he's got a smaller head.
Oh, okay.
Very hard.
Oh, wow. That, I never knew that about him. How funny. Yeah, I didn't ever notice that.
I can show you a little, this won't be on the podcast because you can't see it. He's got a butt too.
Oh, he does have a butt.
Tattoo Towers actually just bought one as well, so they put him up.
How funny. Oh, that's right. I did see that new brother that they have. Oh my gosh.
He had to get one as soon as I mentioned. They were like, where did you get that from? Not that, him.
Yeah, yeah. Proper pronouns there.
Sorry. And then the newest baby that I have, which I got for Christmas, is Itty Crit.
Oh,
he's my
oh, blinky baby.
Oh, so he has his own words and he does the blinkies. And yeah, these are my four boys.
So sweet.
Boys that terrorize the house.
So how did you come up with their names and all of that?
So I was really unoriginal with Little Green, I'm sorry to say. I was watching a Dragon Ball abridged anime. So it's a show about Dragon Ball, but it's comedy value. And there's a character in there called Little Green. And he is a character that's little and green. And I was like, oh, he's little, he's green. You know, it could work. That's sort of where that stemmed from.
That's perfect.
So very unoriginal, but it suited him because the character that's in the show is so cute and, you know, it worked for him.
Yeah.
Hermie came from the postal service, Hermes.
Oh, yeah.
So I just remembered Hermie. That's easy, but again, it suited him. Yeah. I think Hermie's such a cute little original name, you know, and had it been shipped via Amazon, maybe I wouldn't have called him Amazon. Ally, I actually adopted from Baby Yoda Cutie Star.
Oh, yeah.
She would not get rid of Ally, but put him up for adoption, yeah. Let's say. And I was like, I'll take him, you know, he needs a loving home. He can't just be put somewhere else, yeah, or, you know, hidden under the bed.
Yeah.
And he originally came from Ally Express. So again, I called him Ally.
Perfect.
Because I'm really original with these names. And she had already called him Ally anyway, so I was like, he can't have his name changed. So
yeah.
So that was his. And then Itty Crit is a bit more involved. I watch Critical Role. It's a D&D show on YouTube.
Oh.
And their catchphrase is it Thursday yet? So that's Itty. And I got him at Christmas, but I didn't want to call him Itty Chris because that's weird. So he was Critical Role, so he's Itty Crit. So.
Oh, I like that.
Part of my passion, and also it was an original name. So
yeah, super original. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the story. You know, even though you say it's not original, you know, that their names and stuff, I think it is. It's very unique to each baby, and it means something to you and to them. And so, yeah,
that's it. And there are so many different names. You know, I have to admit, not that you can pick favorites, but my favorite name in the BYC is Squishy Butt. It's my favorite. That's amazing. And, you know, again, they've all got squishy butts. So, you know, it amazes me how there's not more squishy butts in the community, but he is just the tracking boy.
I know, just the way they just embraced it and said, this is Squishy Butt.
And I often do go back to the turkey twerk at Christmas. And
Thanksgiving. Oh my God, yes.
Makes me laugh so much. If you're having a down day, just watch that video.
Oh, I'll put that out. It's so true. Oh my gosh. I tell you, if nothing else, the community and the posts that these babies put out, right? Because it's not us, it's them. It's like, yeah. It's just, if you're having a bad day, like you said, you can just spend an hour or two scrolling their accounts and you forget the world, you forget everything that's going wrong in life, and
I really often do. I mean, I do get told off quite a lot by Jack that I'm on my phone too much.
Yes.
I'm like, I've got important things to do. There's a party coming up, you know, there's a post that I have to comment on. If I don't catch up with my comments now, it's never going to happen. So.
Yeah, it's true.
But it is nice that, if you know, as I said, if you're having a bad day, or you can go to certain accounts and watch their videos and just make yourself happy in seconds.
Yes.
I love the community. I already do.
That's absolutely true. Oh, so you mentioned that, like, you've been out with the babies taking photos, but you've never really had, like, anybody say anything bad. Have you had any anything funny or, like, embarrassing that's happened or interesting?
Not so much. Not, people around here don't really speak to you. They just sort of leave you to it, honestly, if I'm out of the barrel. I'll get sort of little kids go, it's baby Grogu, and I'm like,
aww.
What? I mean, I go to Comic-Cons quite a lot, and you often see Grogu's there and things.
Oh,
but the most comments I think I had is when I took Little Green to the pirate festival that we went to.
Oh.
Because he was dressed up as a pirate as well, there was people going, oh my gosh, like, you know, where did you get his outfit from? Where did you get him from? And like, you know, you try and explain, this is just a regular Grogu that you can buy, but I've just added everything to him.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of people that took pictures of him, I'm like, you know, I'm dressed up too. But he had the best day being a pirate.
Yeah, yes. I think that's so funny when people are like, we've had people ask too, where did you get them? Like, who made that like that? And because when they're all with all of their clothes, and, you know, sometimes when they have their costumes on and stuff, it seems like, oh yeah, there's a specialty shop and it sells them like this. But yeah, people find it so funny that
the way I often think about, you know, the huge American meetups that you guys have, and it must just be incredible to see all of them together. And the looks and things you must get in a good way. But it astounds me how many get together. It really does.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable how many of us will get together at one meetup. But it is so cool to see all those babies, you know, the ones that you're just looking at online. They're like, it's like meeting celebrities almost in person.
Isn't it? And, you know, it is almost celebrities.
Yeah.
We have these huge personalities that are so different from each other, and, you know, their accents and the little, just the way they are. It's just,
it's, yeah. And what else is funny is, like, we'll be meeting each other, but we'll be just like, kind of like, oh, hi, yeah. Oh, and is that the baby? Oh, let me take a picture of the baby. Like, it's the people behind the accounts are kind of like secondary.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly, when you see that.
It's like just seeing the baby, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, it's the funny thing, isn't it? You know, we are the humans behind you. we have no involvement at all. It's all you.
Yeah, right. We're just the ones that are able to access the stuff and let them do it.
We're the slaves.
Yeah, right. So have you had any baby on a meetup?
Yeah, I did have one back in January. I met up with Grogstagram. Yeah, so that was it was really, really lovely. I actually traveled up to Birmingham to go see her. So for me, it was a 6-hour coach journey.
Oh my gosh.
It was a very long time, but I had Little Green with me. So he was my support, my travel buddy. So I stayed the night and then met her the day after. And it was really lovely. Firstly, because, you know, to meet somebody from the community is such a special thing. And it was just so, again, it was so nerve-wracking just waiting there at the train station. Like, you know, do they look like what they look like online? Do I look like what I look like online? Not that people see me very often, but you just have that thought process of, they're going to like me, you know, is it just going to be all about the babies? Is there going to be awkward silences?
Yeah.
But it was really, really nice. She came along with her two children. And obviously we'd spoken in the past about it and said, you know, this is what's going to happen. Not a rota of what's exactly going to happen, but, you know, where we're going to meet. We weren't just lost in translation sort of thing. But it was really nice. And it was a lovely day. And, you know, she brought her two babies with her. So it was a really nice day out. And, you know, sort of comes to the end of the day and you're like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
But it was such a lovely experience to meet up with somebody from the BYC.
Yeah. I mean, it's really like the first meetup, I think, has got to be like one of the most, not necessarily awkward, but just you're so unsure. Like, you're meeting somebody from the internet that you've never met in person.
You get told never to do that.
Yeah. Yes. Do not go meet people online in person. Like, it's just, it's known. You don't do it. So,
no.
It is such an awkward situation, but I don't want to say it always turns out great, but it is just so much fun to get to see the babies and the people that we're talking to every day.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, obviously, you know, she brought King Chip with her, and it, you know, he's a big personality in the BBC. But to meet him in real life, meet King himself, it was lovely, and you know, he was so welcoming. And it was just, and obviously Grogster was amazing as well. It was just, it was lovely.
Yeah.
It, you know, again, these babies, you know, but they just, looking at them in real life, they have their own personality as well. You don't just look at them like it's a plushie.
Yeah.
They are our lives.
They absolutely are. So having had that meetup, are you interested or looking like to do other meetups in the future? Anything else planned?
I would love to. I mean, there are so many Grogus and, you know, the people obviously behind them that I would love to meet. A lot of them are in America and the other side of the world to myself, unfortunately. So it's, you know, it's the money and the time, and not that I don't have the time, but it's, you know, it's really the money aspect. But down here, I have spoken to Helen Loves Grogu, who's about an hour and a half-ish away from me. So she's very close, but it's just sort of work and everything in between that you try and arrange. And
oh, yeah.
I'd love that. I think she will be the next person who, if I can meet, it would be great to meet her.
That would be really fun. And I totally understand. It's like there's quite a few accounts that are pretty close to me here, you know, geographically, but you know, everybody's working, or you know, you have 100 other things going on. It is hard to make a meetup happen sometimes, but it can be really great if you,
I mean, I'd love that. The idea would be I would love to go to Canada. I'm quite, you know, quite close with who AR Snacky Snacks, and Idi Crit has his love of his life, Ellie Emerald, so he would love to go and meet get the next flight.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you've got to then. That would be so cool.
It's a long flight.
Yeah, I know. That's we were talking, well, Yodi Rise of Adventure calls, she was talking about going to Scotland next year, and I was thinking like, oh my gosh, I would love, because there's so many friends that are over there, and for Americans, I guess we like kind of clump Europe together. It's like we realize that there's different countries, but it's like, oh, we're gonna go to Europe, we're gonna go to England, Ireland, we're gonna go to France, everything all at once is like in our mind. But you know, so going to Scotland, it just seems like everything is so much closer, I guess, there, that I mean, as compared to here.
I suppose the next city over for America is, you know, 200 miles away. It's so big.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's very, it takes a lot to travel this place, but
I can't believe that Dale went to America to
get
the meetups.
I know, that was such a surprise to have him come.
Proud
he
was a celebrity.
I know, he was. That was so funny. But yeah, I don't know if he's even posted anything since the meetup. He just, you know, again, life has kind of taken over. And
so I spoke to him a little bit after the podcast, but I sound like an awful person, but I didn't know too much about his account. I know he did the repost for the events and the birthdays, but again, the podcast sort of brought me to his account more.
Oh, cool.
And made me realize, you know, again, every podcast has done that. I'm like, oh, this person sounds amazing. Not that you should know them in any way at all.
There's just so many of us.
But I've spoke to a lot more. Yeah, I spoke to a lot more people than I have in the past, but I think he's got his little boy as well, hasn't he? So it's, again, it's just life, and it's hard.
Oh my gosh, yes.
When you sort of, you want to be so much part of this community, but it just gets so overwhelming sometimes, honestly, in a good way. It's amazing. I'd love to, I said to Jack once that I'd love to be a Grogu, you know, influencer and just post all the time. It would be incredible. That would be my lifelong dream, I think, is just to be able to focus everything on it. But it is just time, and it's effort. You know, these guys are effort.
It is. There's a lot that people don't realize. It's not just take a picture, post it. It's like there's a lot that goes into that, the whole thing.
It's the editing, and it's the...
Yeah.
It's everything. The hashtag.
Oh, yeah. Just the hashtags alone. Like, what hashtags am I going to use?
I've got them all saved now. I thought I might as well, because there's no way I'm going to remember.
See, that's the smart thing to do. Just have them somewhere saved and copy and paste it. Yep.
I made that mistake when I upgraded my mobile and they all deleted. And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
So yeah, I've saved them all now as much as I can. And then a new hashtag will come out. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, add that one to it. Add that one to the list.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, well, going back to like how much time it takes to just make a post, even a single post, you are also now doing like events. Are you doing the art event now? Is it a weekly thing?
Yeah, I'm part of the BYC art show. So I'm one of the team members, which is amazing. I'm not ally.
Oh, right. Yes, ally. Yes.
So ally is part of the team. So he'll have his Friday thoughts. Yes. And we just announced, well, today, it's Friday, today, we're announcing today, well, it would be the 5th of July, because that we're doing a monthly art event now. So it's pretty, I would say, quite big in the BYC. You know, I'm not blowing his trumpet or anything, or, you know, Sadie Sapphire, who ate our Snacky Snacks, they sort of started it, and it's such a huge thing for the BYC. Everybody just came together and it was insane. It was, to see the creativity, it was incredible. And, you know, we've all got that creativity in us. And I think some of us are like, oh no, I'm not artsy. You know, I'm not good at anything, but everybody's good at something. And, you know, you learn, don't you? And it's just the amount of love that came from that. It was fantastic. And hopefully, you know, as we're saying, it'll go on a monthly basis as much as we can, because, you know, again, life, it'll get in the way. But we really want to make it a thing for the BYC, because of the comeback that was on it. We just didn't want to sort of have it as a one-time event.
Yeah.
The BYC art show will go on.
Yeah, I think that was so fun. And, you know, just I had all these plans to do something for it when you first had it. And of course, I just wasn't able to. So now that I see that it's going to be a monthly thing, I'm like, oh, yes, now we can
participate. You can join us.
I think that's going to be super fun. But
and I think that's it. But about, you know, with the art as well, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It can literally be a stick man drawing. If that's your creativity level, and that's, you know, that's what you can do. It's art. Everything is art, which is what Ally is going to try and express.
Yes.
You know, there's different... There's differences to everything, and we can all be involved in some way. So
I love it. I love that. How did you come up with Ally's Friday thoughts?
I don't actually know. I really don't know. It's just like he doesn't really get involved so much in the BYC, and because he's not a poseable baby, it makes it a bit more difficult for me to have him involved, really. But I just thought, you know, he needs something. He needs to at least have his once a week when I remember to remind him. I just did it. And I was like, this is going to be a weekly thing, I think, because I say I think a lot. And everybody has thoughts. And again, it's just sort of, that's part of his personality, I think. Yeah, he just... Like myself, I overthink everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nice to sort of express it and then get people's responses on what they think.
I think it's so funny. I love to hear him say, if you care to listen.
It's more, it's the clearing of the throat. If you can listen.
I don't know
where that came from. I just did it once in the edit and I was thinking, I'll just keep that in, you know? Not something that I've ever done in my own life. I've never said that phrase ever. But I love how
that's so funny.
Bev always says, I care to listen. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Yes, sweet Bev.
Little sweet Bev and Zuzu.
Yes, I know, it's just so funny. I love just those little idiosyncrasies that each baby has, just their own little quirky things that they do. It's just,
I think that's it, exactly. Again, they're all just so individual.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love so much about the BYC, is that you can almost just be yourself, but it's not yourself.
Yeah,
you know, it's, and how we've just come up with these, you know, the personalities and the voices, and where did they come from? I don't know. It just happened.
And yeah, it's the funniest thing, right? Like, it kind of gives us that avenue to express ourselves, like you say,
in
a way that it's non-judged, or it's, you know, it can be coming from us, but it's actually coming from the babies. But it's such a way for us to get that part, that creative part of ourselves out through this little guy who everybody just loves to hear and hear from and see what he's up to. So
it amazes me because, you know, that the people in the community, the babies in the community, that have loads of them and they have so many voices. And I'm thinking, how do you remember?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It amazes me. I mean, the cutest voices is Olivier. I love his little voice.
Yes.
My goodness. Every time I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the cutest. But to remember how to do it, just all of the voices, it's so hard.
I know. That's some real talent right there. Well, I mean, that's when you can just say, well, it's not me. It's the baby. That's
no,
them.
It's not. Yeah, they've got their own voices. I don't do anything.
Absolutely.
They're all so different as well. I think Itty Crit may have spoken a few times, but he's, for some reason, I ended up with him having a stutter. So I don't know where it came from. He just has a little stutter. Apparently he's super quiet, so it's volume full blast for him. Little Green's just a head case. He's just... And then Ally has his thoughts. So that's about... He's just glaring at me now, like...
Like, really, Mom? We're just head cases.
I did love in the I don't want to say, was it Patu Towers who did the, no, I could be wrong, the school dinner fight.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember if that was Life of Baby Yoda, if that was Patu Towers, but when Little Green, I sent the image of Little Green and he was just glaring off into the distance like, what is this like? He was oblivious to everything. Just food flying over his head, like just staring into space.
But that's so funny because that is such a little kid thing to do. Like, there will be little kids, like when you watch those school programs, when the little kids are standing up on the stage and they're all singing, there's always going to be someone just like standing there looking off, like not even singing. And so it's perfect.
Him, he's just, not a thought is in his head half the time. Unless it's food related or pizza. If he's out of pizza, he goes rabbit.
I think that is the cutest thing. It's just so funny. I would love for somebody to do a study on all of the babies and their personalities and be like, like really get them all like locked down. It's just funny to me.
Oh, it's funny. And the fact that, you know, it's come from us.
Yeah.
This is what's going on in our heads, right?
I mean, yeah, honestly, it's like these little split personalities that we have.
It's sad. I'm stopping at 4. This is my 4 now. I wasn't going to get another one. And then at Christmas, my dad actually bought Itty Crit for me. Because I, you know, when you like send links, I'm like, oh my God, he's on sale.
Oh, yes.
And I just opened the box and I was stunned. I'm like, another one? What am I going to do?
Well,
but that's it.
And then, but it's funny because you think like, okay, yeah, now you have four. That should be it. You don't have, there's no room for anybody else. But then if that fifth one comes along, it's going to be so funny because they're going to have like their own personality, their own style, all of it. And you're thinking like, where did that even come from? But it does. It just happens. Yeah,
With the Ikrit, he just came from nothing. Not nothing, you know, like I didn't expect to receive him. And as soon as I opened the box, I knew his name. I knew his personality. Yeah. It was done.
It's the coolest thing. I think it's such a magical phenomenon almost.
It really is. It's incredible. Even with Little Green, you know, from seeing him in the shop, there was a few of them. And I just like, you know, when you just instantly look at one, like that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Then you feel bad for all the other babies, but I can't rescue.
I know. It is hard to leave though. But hopefully they've all gone to good homes now. Hopefully.
Hopefully. There's none in the shop anymore.
Yeah, so there you go. Somebody's got them somewhere.
Exactly. And I know, is it Helen Loves Grogu just adopted one off Vinted as well?
Oh, so. Really?
Yes, what is his name? I feel bad because I forget his name. but yeah, she, I don't know if America has Vinted or anything like that, it's a secondhand,
yeah,
site, really. But yeah, she's rescued him. And so it's nice to know that if people are getting rid of them, that, you know, you can still
adopt
them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I know that there's people who are always going to the thrift stores and, you know, just to make sure there's no babies that are there wanting, you know, to be brought home. So
that's how I got Harvey. He I got him on eBay.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was the second baby, and he was on eBay super not cheap, but you know, you put in a best offer and see. And I got him, but he was so stinky. And he still is a little bit stinky. He's got that smell. But even like, you can see his, well, not gonna be able to see, but he's so scraggly. But I've kept that because that's part of him.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a little like doof cheek, and like, I'm so glad I saved him.
Yes, that's just part of his personality.
Not fair, he's a stinky boy. Honestly, when I opened the packet, I was like, oh my gosh,
how funny! What is it like?
You wonder where they've been.
Oh my gosh,
it probably was just the kid's toy that they've, you know, touched with everything,
yeah, just dragged around and.
He looks like. I don't have the heart. It sounds gross, but I don't have the heart to like clean him up properly. I've given him a wipe over, but yeah, because that's him, you know, people can call me gross, but
no, that's him. That's him. That's his.
That's his stink.
Should we ask some of the community questions?
Yes, I'd love to hear them. I'd love to.
Okay, Baby Yoda Nova asked, how do you come up with Ally's thoughts?
I don't come up with them. He comes up with them. He thinks long and hard, and sometimes it is difficult. And I'll ask the community, like, what do you think Ally should think about today? But usually it's just off the top of his head, which is why sometimes it's very random. It'll be about the weather, or it'll be, you know, anything in between. It's this 5th of July, it'll be about the BYC art show, and again about what you think about art and what art means to you. So that's his thoughts, but he just thinks of things as a man, really.
I think that's so cute.
A big old noggin.
I think that's really interesting. It's like, yeah, how does he come up with this stuff? Like, what is he thinking about that?
If you ask me, I don't know.
Okay, so Helen Loves Grogu asked a question, and she said, hello our fellow Devonshire dumplings, cream teas, jam or cream on first?
Oh, controversial.
Is that a controversy?
Ooh, it is. It's a Devon Cornwall thing.
Oh wow.
So over here we have I'm sure you guys, well, in America scones are different to what scones are in England.
Yeah,
but scones with jam and cream, or scones with cream and jam, and there's a big divide. I go with cream and jam. that's my preference. No hate, anyone. but yeah, it's a really big debate.
Wow.
Yeah. Cream and jam rules, I'm just saying.
I mean, to an outsider, that seems to me to be the way you should do it, just to have the cream and then yeah. Like if you do it the other way, I don't know that it would sit right.
Exactly. See, I always think everyone thinks the jam shouldn't go on top because it would slide.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't. It right. doesn't
it's,
slide.
Because it's a heavier consistency, right? So it would settle better. That's such a funny question.
Only the Devonshire Cornish people yeah. understand this question.
It's massively debated, apparently.
Massively debated. Thank you, fellow Devonshire.
That's so funny. Okay, Patu Towers asked, are you happy now that you made us explode with cuteness? Please.
I'm so happy. That video brings me so much joy. I have never seen so much explosion ever. But I hope nobody was harmed in the making of that.
Yeah, we need a disclaimer, please.
I am happy, though. We're very happy that we made you explode.
I love it. Life of Baby Yoda, they asked, what inspired you to want to start school? Well, Teacher Charlie asked that question.
Teacher Charlie? Am I going to get graded on this question?
I know.
I think it was just, again, you see posts around the community and I'm thinking, I want to be part of that. And it just came from there really. And, you know, it's such a big part of the community, the school, and you feel like every Grogu is involved.
Yeah.
And it's just something nice for them to be involved in, you know, it's not everyday life. It's the happiness that comes from it. And I think that was it really. It wasn't that I actively sought out to go into the BYU, you know, the school.
Yeah.
I just saw it. And again, with the Instagram page sort of thing, I saw it and added myself and I was like, can I join, please?
Oh, yes.
And I'm so glad I did. They did. I'm not glad.
Yeah, right.
They're so glad that they joined.
I would totally recommend it to anybody who's contemplating or not sure. Like, you know, if you have more than one baby, maybe that's, maybe it's difficult to do, you know, homework for four babies, but I think doing it for at least one of them, just have one, enroll one of them in school.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the only two that are really involved in the BYC school is Little Green and Harami, because they were my first, you know, the first two boys, the main boys, shall we say. And, you know, sometimes it's just Little Green because I don't have the time or not so much energy, but to have them both involved, it's just easier if just one of them's doing it. Which yeah. again, it's okay. You know, like you said, any baby can join in it. And it's, even if it's one post a week, because that's all you can manage, then that's fine, I guess. You know, it's not pressure. There's no pressure that you have to do this. You're not going to get told off or kicked out or put in detention.
Yeah, exactly.
You might get the side eye, but you won't. That goes no further.
Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. I think it's just such a fun and it's a good way for everybody just to be brought together. And
it really is. And it's such a, you know, it's a nice group chat as well, because everybody talks about everything. It's not just, you have to talk about school. You have to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's no set rules. Okay, there are rules. There's the rule regulator.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But
you know, it's lovely that people can interact like that as well in the group. So it is a great way if somebody was new to come in and join, because they'd be welcomed.
Yeah.
With every green open arm there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Who ate our snacky snacks?
Okay.
They ask, what's your favorite holiday to celebrate with the babies?
Oh, I love Halloween.
Mm.
I adore Halloween with everything inside me. So Halloween, definitely. I mean, Christmas secondly, but definitely Halloween.
Yes.
I don't really have much of them that they dress up in. Little Green has his little outfit, but I don't really go crazy. But to celebrate with the candy and, you know, we decorate the house and just get them involved in all the Halloween fun is the best.
I find it like it kind of renews my own enjoyment of the holidays to celebrate it with these guys. Like, you know, not having actual kids at home to celebrate Christmas with or Halloween. Mm. It's like you get to have that kind of fun with these babies. But
it does, it really does. And you know, I don't know about yourself, but we have little like candy buckets and stuff. So yeah, yeah, like you said, we're having children, just yeah, celebrating with them.
It's so funny.
I shouldn't be doing as an adult, but I can because I have babies.
I think it's really good for us to be able to explore our own inner children, you know, our own inner child, and you know, still have fun even though we're supposedly adults.
No. I'll never grow up. I don't want to grow up.
Yeah, no, I'm totally opposed. Yeah, it's overrated for sure. Okay, my little Beb Grogu, they want to know, what's your favorite band or artist?
Oh, that's tricky. I have a lot of favorite bands. It's hard because I really like, you know, you like what you like. It's really difficult. I mean, yeah, from the 80s, not that I was born in the 80s, but from the 80s, my favorite band was Metallica.
Oh, God, I love Metallica.
So they're one of my favorite, you know, bands for their older music. From the 2000s, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really do love Metallica. And recently, because I've listened to them and gone to a few gigs, is Skindred. So they are a reggae metal band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're so different in every way, really. They're amazing. They're a great showman. And yeah, they're just so much fun. So they're of recent times. But I just like everything, really. Like, I like Slipknot, I like Korn, you know, anything heavier. But then I also love Johnny Cash and Elvis. So.
Yeah, right? So it's so hard. I have the same problem with trying to pinpoint, like, what is my favorite even genre of music. Like, it's hard because it depends on what you're in the mood for at that time. Or
that's exactly it. I mean, I the only thing I don't categorically say that I don't listen to is pop.
Yeah.
I don't listen to any modern day music. I don't listen to the radio or anything like that. But yeah, anything pre-2000s that,
yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah,
I'm not for.
That's good.
Sorry, it's not a proper answer.
I can totally get down with that, though. Okay, there was a couple of questions about Saki Sundays.
Okay.
So let me see who asked that. Just to be sure, we get everybody. Okay, Carol Lanoka and Baby Yoda Peanut. They both wanted to know how did you come up with Saki Sundays?
Hey, I love socks. That's the I have a huge obsession with socks, and I don't know why, where it came from. but that was sort of it. I was wearing socks on a Sunday one day, and I was sat next to Zach, and I was like, oh, Socky Sunday. And I was like, wow, Socky Sunday. And I was thinking, oh, the babies don't have feet, though. Well, my babies don't have feet anyway. And Jack was like, you just put them on their ears.
Yeah.
And that's where it just came from. So my first post was of my feet, which originally is sort of what in my head I envisaged, that, you know, the parent Laurians would show their feet and then have their babies with their socks. But not everybody likes feet, so that's fine. And you know, maybe their socks don't look great on their feet. But that was really where it came from. And I thought, you know, I have so many pairs of socks, I could keep this going for years. It just came from there. And then from then, Huey, our Snacky Snacks, and Baby Yoda Peanut have put together the BUI Socky World Tour.
Oh,
so
yeah,
their sockies are on tour right now. And they're just taking their sockies to different countries, which again is something that I wasn't not actively involved in, but it came from that, really.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to think that they've created that from the socks.
That's so funny, just from Saki Sunday.
That's it. And I never thought, like my account, I didn't think it would ever come to anything of any, not importance, but it became such a big thing. And now we're coming up to summer. Not all the babies want to wear socks. It's a bit too warm for socks. So I do have a little idea in the works, but I'll keep that hush for now.
Oh, I like it. Very cool. All right. The real Baby Yoda Sweden, they ask, What's Ally's thoughts on the podcast?
He's loving it. That's Ally's thought. Honestly, it's such a big, you know, privilege to all of us to be part of it. And I've been wanting to do it for so long. Auntie P speaking. I've been wanting to do it for so long. So is Little Green and all the babies, you know. But yeah, Ally's thoughts. I think he thinks it's amazing, and he can't wait for it to be live for everybody to hear.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, let's see who is next here. Oh, Patu Towers.
Gosh.
Oh, they did two questions.
Oh,
I didn't even realize that. She asked the one before about making them explode. Okay, so the next question from them is, isn't twerking just the best thing ever? No. Oh, I messed it up. Dang it. It's so hard to read Yodish. Okay. Isn't twerking just the best thing ever?
I think twerking is the best thing ever. Honestly, twerking in any baby butt is amazing.
Yes.
My hand really wants to learn how to twerk, like squishy butt does.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
Movement is amazing.
I don't know how they do that.
Got a lot of butt going up.
He's got such a squishy butt. He's
proud of that squishy butt.
Yeah.
To take classes.
Right? But somebody told her that we should have twerking classes. And so she was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll do that. But I don't know if she's thought much about that anymore.
I'll have to ask her after this now.
Yeah, because I want to. I mean, Jojo wants to. Jojo wants to twerk. teeny tiny Yoda. Teeny ass. Rich tea or digestive?
Ooh. Digestive.
What is it? What even is that? I don't even know what that means.
Biscuits. So they're, again, in America, I'm not too sure, like, whether I guess you guys have biscuits.
Yeah.
Not as in the things with gravy, but...
Yeah, yeah.
In England, we sort of have biscuits and tea, or biscuits just for a snack. But a digestive biscuit is more of an oaty biscuit.
Oh.
And a rich tea is sort of a thinner, lighter biscuit. But I would go digestive just because I like them.
Ah, okay. How funny. I love
some of the UK food across the waters.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like, I love to learn all these different little things about our diets and stuff. That's so cool. So digestive.
It's funny because even the chocolates are different to America and England. Yeah. They taste different. They're completely different.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
They're always trying to throw in some dairy milk because American dairy milk just isn't.
It doesn't taste the same.
Not at all.
Angie, well, teeny tiny Yoda, has said that Hershey's chocolate tastes like vomit. I think.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Is it?
Personally,
is it? You think so too?
Yeah, it's really bitter. It's just not. Ah. You know, the thing about dairy milk in England, it's so creamy, and it's, you know, they used to say it's a pint and a half of milk, and it's just, it's so. Oh, I'll send you some. Your world will change.
Yeah, that's so funny. I probably would never want to go back to Hershey's if I had.
You won't, I assure you. The Hershey's bar that I really like, is it the cookies and cream?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that is because it's more creamy, but that's the only reason. I just don't, it's not nice. It's really, I think it's a bit grainy as well, you know? It's
the
texture.
Yeah. Well, I think it's
not, smooth. It's delicious.
I think in fairness, Hershey's is probably not like, I mean, people like it here, I'm sure. Mm. And I do, but it's probably not even our best chocolate, I guess. if we have any good chocolate, I don't know.
It's funny because on TV shows and things, American TV shows, you always see them eating Twizzlers.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they must be really nice. I tried them once. I'm like, what is this? It's not even.
Oh, God.
I don't understand.
Those are the most disgusting thing. And that's a that's a debate. That's one of the candies that's kind of a debate. There's Twizzlers and Red Vines, which are basically the same type of candy, but you're either a Red Vine fan or you're a Twizzlers fan.
Okay. I'll need to try Red Vine at some point then.
Yeah, Red Vines are better. But yeah, Twizzlers, oh my God, those are so gross. Okay, Vanderlinder, he asks, what does Baby Yoda and the community mean to you?
Everything. Honestly, it's not changed my personality in any way, because this is how I would love to be all the time. Mm-hmm. But genuinely, as I said already, you know, the friendships that I've made and the happiness that it brings, it's just, it means everything to me.
Yeah.
It's not even as though it's not real life, because yeah. it's real people.
Yeah.
But it really is such an amazing community. And, you know, the fact that it was just found on a random Instagram page and it's gone from there, it's incredible. Yep. It really is.
I know. I like that answer, because it's true. So is there anything you do in your free time that doesn't involve the babies? Any hobbies or other?
I read comics, and as I said, I watch manga quite a bit. That's the main bulk of my evenings, really. I like to cook when I have time. I mean, other than that, I mean, when I have time off work and plans, we go to Comic Cons quite a bit. So we'll do that 2-3 times a year. We go to London and do a whole weekend. Again, the Pirate Festival, that's sort of once a year.
So cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really into cosplay and dressing up. So that's another big passion of mine, which takes a lot of time and effort, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of, I don't do much. It sounds terrible and boring, but I don't have like a crazy social life.
No, and I don't think, I don't think really many of us do. I think, I mean, for myself, the babies are my free time. And now the podcast, that's my free time. Like, I don't do anything else. Like,
it's funny because, like you said, you know, before them, what were we doing?
Yeah, what were we doing?
I just don't understand. But they do take up a lot of time. But I mean, you know, as everybody does, I see my friends and, you know, we have fun for board game nights and things. We're quite big board gamers in our house.
Fun.
We have a lot of board games. So we have that sort of like once every 2 weeks. I play D&D. So,
And I love that you do cosplay. I love cosplay. San Diego Comic-Con is coming up here at the end of July, and I love to go. I don't go like inside to the convention center where they have all the exhibits and stuff.
Yeah.
But just outside of it, like, they close down the streets because there are so many people, and I just love to go and watch people walking around and the costumes, the cosplays that these people put together. I am just amazed at the level of creativity.
Do you dress up as well then? Do you cosplay?
I have a couple of times, but it's been a very long time, and it's never been to like the level that these people are doing it. Like,
I think some people just, they are extreme, and you think, I would love to put that much effort.
Yeah.
But again, it's time and money, and it's, that's lucky. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. The time and the money.
But there's nothing, I honestly, as a cosplayer, I know you say, you know, you do it for yourself, but to have people react to your costume and be like, oh my God, can I have a picture? It just makes your day. There's been some costumes that I've made and I've put so much effort into them.
Really?
And nobody's asked me for a picture. And I'm like, do I look terrible? Like, do they just not know who I am? Like, it's sort of that, again, it's like that self-doubt.
Yes.
But it could just be that people are too scared to ask you, because I've seen cosplayers and you just, with all you hear online, you know, you shouldn't approach people. You shouldn't. Yeah. It's consent and all that, which is fine, obviously. But you're too scared to ask them, or you don't want to bother them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it, I think.
Then you kick yourself because you haven't done
it. Yeah. I know. That's so true. Do you put your stuff online anywhere?
I have on my own page. So my Poison Xbex page, which I've linked to Little Green's page as his mama.
Oh, okay.
I do post up my pictures as much as I can.
Oh, cool.
Sometimes, you know, if you're too busy or you don't feel like a picture, I've got them on my phone, but nobody else sees them.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So I do have a lot of them on there.
So people can actually see some of your cosplays, though, on there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm going to check it out.
If they'd like.
That's very cool. I do like to ask what people are watching on TV.
Okay. So at the moment, I watch a lot of anime. So lots of people may not even know, you know, what's anime? It's just a Japanese animation.
Yeah.
Japanese subtitles. So I watch a lot of that. Demon Slayer is one of them, which is on Netflix, so people might know about that.
Okay, yes.
So that's a big anime that I'm watching right now. But by way of real TV shows, I can't say the word, but I'm terrible. The new Star Wars, is it Acolyte?
Acolyte?
Yeah, Acolyte. I'm watching that. Not the best.
Really? Oh, I haven't seen it.
No, I'm not really getting into it. But I think, again, it's just an unknown character to me. So, and it's 200 years before the actual Star Wars.
Oh.
Or Luke Skywalker thing. It's 200 years before. So it's...
Oh, wow.
It is Star Wars, but it's not Star
Wars. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm watching that. I'm trying to think of what else I've just watched. I watch a lot of stuff. I watch so much stuff. The majority of it is anime that I watch, and we watch about 12 shows.
Oh, fun. I've recently been trying to get into anime. I didn't get into it when I was younger. And so recently I've been seeing a lot more of it. And I'm like, oh man, I really wish I had gotten into it when I was young. Because I feel like at this age, I don't know if I'm too old for it or if I'm just not... I don't know. There's so much to it.
It's difficult because it's a cartoon, isn't it? When you think about it, you're like, should I be watching cartoons when I'm this when I'm older, not this old?
But I'm liking them. I think they're pretty cool. They have some good themes.
They are pretty cool. I mean, Akira's, they did a film as well about it. That's a really good one. And again, we've just watched through a lot of Dragon Ball. Like, I didn't really get into Dragon Ball, but my other half, Jack, he's like, we need to watch it. I'm like, okay. And each season has about 60 episodes.
Oh my gosh, there's that many.
We've managed to watch all of that. It's taken us a year, but we've done all of Dragon Ball now.
Oh my God. I had no idea it was that big.
It's big. In comparison to, you know, One Piece, which is another anime, that's huge. Nobody wants to watch One Piece. It's so long.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think that's about 1,000-ish episodes, and it's still ongoing, I believe.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that's not something you could just start now and get into it.
Yeah, I'm sure some people do, but yeah, that's crazy for me.
Yeah.
But again, everyone has their own thing, don't they? So.
Of course, yeah. Well, before we go, is there anybody that you would hope to hear on the podcast? Anybody you hope would come on?
I really hope that Huey or Snacky Snacks will come on.
Ah, yes.
She said she's going to, so I really hope so. But I mean, if everybody can get involved, it's such a great thing just to, you know, express your love for Baby Yoda.
Yes.
And to speak to you as well. It's just so fun that we, you know, we've had this chat and just talked about our passion.
Yeah. Yeah, good. I hope everybody.
Everybody and anybody.
It's just hard to single out, like, you know, I want to hear this person or that person, but.
Ooh. I would also love Shubi Shu to come on because I love her accent. Oh. I love her little French accent.
Yes. Oh my God, it's the cutest.
So Shubi Shu. Oh, and see, I'm thinking of everybody now. Noodles?
Oh, and Noodle and Sweet Pickle?
Yes, Noodle and Sweet Pickle, yes.
Yeah.
They're the most adorable too.
Oh my gosh,
all the babies are adorable, but they're the top three there.
Those are good ones. I feel like when anybody says like a name of somebody that they want to hear, I'm going to send them a message and be like, you better listen to this one coming up. You're mentioned.
Yeah. Name dropper.
Yeah, exactly.
It has been really fun to speak to you, and honestly, I can't wait.
I'm so glad. I'm really glad, and it was really cool to hear about the babies, like where they're coming from, and just like their. I love hearing their origin stories. Like,
definitely, they're just so different. All of them.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean, just from buying them in a store, most of them, and then or Amazon.
Yeah,
and they create something amazing.
Yeah. It's really pretty. It's really special.
Mm, it is that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it has been so amazing to talk to you, Dawn. So thank you so much for having me and us and Boy.
Yes, you're very welcome. And come back on again, I hope, someday.
I will. I'll do part two.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you for listening, friends. That was Becky from Grogu Little Green. Join us next time as we talk to Ale, who is the mom of Yodina and Yodine. She's going to spill all the tea about her kids. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.